What good is sitting alone in your room? Come hear the music play. Life is a cabaret, old chum. Come to the cabaret. Put down the knitting, the book and the broom. It's time for a holiday. Life is a cabaret, old chum. Come to the cabaret. Come taste the wine.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. And for the next half hour, it's going to be a little bit of a cabaret because I have my good friend Topher Warren is here. He's the education director with Pensacola Little Theater.
How's it going?
Pretty good. And on the horizon is the annual fundraiser cabaret.
So excited.
I love this event. It's such a brilliant idea for theater.
Yeah. It's all theater-based, which
all
is
theater.
The best part. What kind of fundraiser would you not want to go
exactly.
to?
Exactly. I mean, of all the fundraisers, the theater should have the best one, right? So tell me, every year it's different.
Yeah.
Every year they have different themes, and I always look forward to hearing what it's going to be about.
Yeah.
So talk about this year.
So this is our 25th anniversary of Cabaret.
Get out.
Which is
wow.
Wild to me.
That is to me, too.
So for 25 years, we've been doing this fundraiser every single year, a different theme. In the past, we've had themes like Cabaret of Curiosities mm-hmm. and Off-Broadway, mm-hmm. Holidays. And
so, we did a circus one year.
Circus theme one, yeah.
I had so many aerialists in the lobby.
We had one that was like a casino night, and every room
oh,
was
yeah.
like a different casino game that
yeah,
you could play.
Yeah, blackjack and
so
all the
fun.
Yeah.
Well, this year, our theme is Storybook Soiree.
Ooh.
And so every single room in our first floor of our building, which uh-huh. we have about seven different rooms,
uh-huh.
Is a different literary theme. So we have, for Ooh. Example, I'll walk you through the entire space.
Okay.
As soon as you come into our main building, our main lobby is
right,
going to be
the
called
big lobby,
the library. And
oh.
so we have classic literary characters like Mark Twain, Mary Poppins,
oh, no.
Jay Gatsby and Daisy Buchanan,
oh, I love
Shakespeare,
it.
All kind of wandering the space. And you're allowed to interact and mingle with these characters that are walking through. When you walk into our main stage theater, it's the Midsummer Masquerade. So
uh-huh.
thinking if Midsummer Night's Dream from Shakespeare meets
right.
Bridgerton, what that room would look like. And it's a fun.
Everybody loves Bridgerton. I'm
so
hooked.
Fun.
I'm so hooked. I can't wait. I would just barrel through this
oh, absolutely.
Season.
As you
so
as you should.
I know. I'm so good.
But it's going to be a nice little dance party that's
yeah.
not quite a bumpin' dance party, but a very fun. We'll have in that room Titania and Oberon from Midsummer Night's Dream.
Oh.
We'll have certain fairies coming out there.
Mm-hmm.
As you walk into our courtroom, you're now entering Pirate's Cove.
Oh.
And so we'll have classic Disney characters from the books, the original books of Peter Pan and Wendy.
Oh,
but we'll also
that's
have
my favorite.
A pirate captain that we're kind of pulling a little bit from Pirates of Penzance, a little bit
uh-huh.
of the Pirate King.
I saw, what's his name? Kevin in that.
Yes.
Kevin Klein in that on Broadway years
so
ago.
So good.
It was such a good show.
And we'll have some pirate wenches, as we call them, that will be
oh,
dancing
be
and
those.
Moving. It's so fun.
I want to be one of those. The wench.
Our gallery, which is like our small little space in the back, is going to be all Alice in Wonderland themed.
Oh, wow.
Where it's also our prize pool. So it has specific games in that room where you can donate and you can also then win prizes of $100 or more in value.
Nice.
And we have the Queen of Hearts and Alice in that room.
Oh my goodness.
And then our entire outside space is going to be called the Villains. So we have classic villains like Nurse Ratchet from Cuckoo's Nest.
Oh no. Oh gosh.
We have Ian Malcolm from Jurassic Park, which I found out is a book first and then a movie. And
yeah.
That's, shows my education right there.
No, I know.
And so you might see Ian Malcolm in a dinosaur occasionally throughout that space. We'll have Lady Macbeth that'll be wandering throughout the space.
Don't say that word in the theater. We don't say that word.
And so many just different fun spaces. And then if you're one of our sponsors, we have before the party events on the rooftop, we have Camelot and medieval theme up there where we'll have
wow.
Guinevere and Lancelot
oh, how fun.
And different performers up there as well.
Well, and so just to be clear, if you're listening for the first time and you're thinking, well, this sounds it's a lot of fun, but it's not for kids. This is
no,
for adults.
No, U.S. is 21 and older. Yeah,
this is for adults. This
is not your child's party.
Kind
no, of
thing. No. This is an adult party fundraiser for the theater. How much are tickets for the
So tickets are $150, which I know off the bat sounds really expensive, but it is a great event that sponsors not only just the theater and our level of being able to elevate our craft and our theater at the building, but it also gets you, it's an unlimited cocktails and there's food and hors d'oeuvres, and it just is a great party to be a part
of,
where you get to interact. It's a very theatrical party.
Yeah, no doubt.
And it's definitely, I always say, it's the party of the year that you never want to miss in Pensacola.
I love this part. It's really, it really is fun. Yeah. It gives you a chance to see the theater and just everyone having a great time. And I just think, I can't wait. I think it's going to be a blast.
It's just so much fun. And so that's going to be on March the 28th.
Okay, March 28th. So just, oh my gosh.
It's really next Saturday.
Next Saturday. Wow.
But tickets are still available.
Okay,
so it's if that's something that interests you and you're like, man, I don't want to miss on this party, contact our box office at PensacolaLittleTheater.com or 850-432-2042. And Tucker would be more than happy to get those tickets
out
for you.
Excellent. Okay. Well, and I saw on Facebook, I love to keep up with you guys on Facebook.
Yeah.
And I just saw that the Rooftop is doing a Thursday night event. Is that right?
Yes. It is actually being run by myself and Tucker.
Yes.
O'Connor.
I saw your, I recognized all the names on
and
there.
So Tucker and I had this idea with Kathy Holsworth, who's the artistic director. And we said, man, like, we have live music on this rooftop. I think it'd be great to have one day a month that's just Theater Thursday or Theater something that we can have.
It.
And so every single month on the third Thursday.
So tomorrow night.
From 5 to 7 p.m., the rooftop's going to be open. Come grab a cocktail and listen to some of the local performers that perform here at Pensacola Little Theater.
Who, by the way, can I just say, are uber talented. These folks could all be on Broadway, in my humble opinion. Some of them have gone on to Broadway.
Right.
So just to clarify. But
and
I love
so
this
fun.
Idea.
Yeah.
I just love it. So is there a fee for that, or can you just come up and have a drink or something?
It's completely free.
Okay.
Yep. There's a max capacity for our rooftop because it is a small rooftop bar.
Right,
so it's about 100 people or so.
That's a lot.
It's quite a bit. Yeah. So get there a little bit before 5 o'clock and the cocktails will be open for purchase and sit back and enjoy 2 hours of musical theater numbers that we have done a really good job. I think the seven of us of collaborating from the 1920s to modern day.
Between you and Tucker, I have no worries. And it's a little early for the sunset, but you'll get part of it.
Yeah,
the
sunset will start right as you guys are leaving. And so it's a really pretty, but you can always stay afterwards and enjoy the rooftop and enjoy the sunset happening up there as well.
So what's the next show coming? We've got Cabaret in 2 weeks, and then what's coming up next?
So our next production is going to be Junie B. Jones.
Okay, tell me about that.
It's based on the classic child's book about Junie B. Jones and her journal that she writes in, and it's a girl in first grade and collaboration. And the really fun, interesting part about this show is that all of the cast is 18 and older.
Interesting.
And so a specific reason why we did that is one of the big things with Pensacola Little Theater that we've been trying to do is be a little more inclusive with the neurodivergent community of Pensacola and finding ways to make shows more accessible to them and bringing them into the community to be a part of this community.
Right.
So Kayla Phillips, who's the director, and she's also a behavioral tech within Escambia County Schools.
Uh-huh.
And so she works with students and members of the neurodivergent community.
Wow.
And what we're doing is we're having specific shows within that run that are going to be specifically for members of that community to be able to come and be spread out, and they can stim and run and do whatever they need to enjoy the production. And we're training the actors on how to work with that. And
that's so exciting.
Yeah.
Wow. I think that's really special.
It's a really cool experience.
So what are the dates on that?
So we're opening on April the 9th, which is going to be a Friday, and we run for 5 performances on that weekend. So April 9th, 10th, and 11th.
Okay, and this is part of the Treehouse Productions?
Correct.
So Treehouse is essentially for kids.
Yeah, we call it, it's like the family-friendly theater. It's for the families.
Okay.
And so it's going to be definitely a show you don't want to miss. It doesn't run very long. It's about an hour-ish to an hour and a half long show.
Okay.
The cast is fantastic. They're a good group of performers here.
So you can go to PensacolaLittleTheater.com for tickets, or you can stop by the theater, which is right there on Jefferson Street.
Yeah.
Can't miss it. All right, we're going to come back with Topher Warren. He's the Director of Education at PLT. Talk a little bit about summer classes coming up and some other events that are happening. So don't go away. And, of course, if you've got a question, text it in. 850-437-1620. This is Pep Talk. We'll be back with Pensacola Little Theater. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. Thank you.
Yeah.
Ooh, I need more coffee. I'm here with Topher Warren with Pensacola Little Theater talking about all of the exciting things that are happening at the theater. We've talked about a lot of the stage things, cabaret, the big fundraiser and party coming up, but also education and classes.
So much happening right now.
Yeah, you're in charge of the whole academy.
It's very accurate.
And I know kids are going to be looking for something to do over the over the summer and break. So,
so we're wrapping up our spring classes right now. They finish up in about 3 weeks, and then summer camp starts the very first day of June on June 1st. And so we have a wide variety of different summer camps. The big one that we do at Pensacola Little Theater is a camp called Summer Stars, which every year we take a condensed version of a musical. So we've done the past Frozen and Stone Soup, Aristocats, Descendants.
Wow.
And this year we are doing Shrek Kids. Which is so fun. It's a licensed play through Musical Theater International. They take the entire 2.5 long musical, hour long musical, and they condense it down to 30 minutes.
Wow.
Which is thankfully it's not me doing that. It's them that do that for us. And we basically will cast 30 students in this camp. So once you sign up and you participate as part of this camp, you automatically get a role.
Oh,
we have auditions on the first day of camp. And then they spend the next 3 weeks with myself and my team.
Mm-hmm.
And we put together this musical through working with a music director and a choreographer and a director.
What a great experience for the kids. What's the age range for the kids?
This one's going to be 8 to 17.
Mm-hmm.
And then we do have another camp for our 4 to 7-year-olds called Stage Sprouts. our littles. And so they're working on their own original Shrek production that they will write themselves with their teacher. And that's very, learning the foundations of acting and stage direction and all the fun bits that come with learning theater for the first time.
I love that.
And so we have a camp of that starts June 1st through June the 20th, and then we have another session in July that runs July 7th through the 25th. And
okay.
So you don't have to participate in both, but you're obviously more than welcome to.
Mm-hmm.
But each camp will be the same script, but a completely different experience with new kids and a new experience as a whole.
Oh, that sounds great.
Yeah.
So if I was interested in the classes, where would I go find all the information, and where do I sign up? And a little bit about how much, if you can give us a general ballpark
So
idea.
The Summer Stars Camp, it's a three-week-long camp that meets from 9 in the morning to 3. That's going to run for $7.50 for the whole summer.
Mm-hmm.
So it's about $2.50 a week, about $50 a day.
Okay.
And that camp, like I said, runs June and July. The ways you can kind of find out more about that for signing up is at PensacolaLittleTheater.com/camps.
Okay.
And that way you can kind of see what we also have there. We have some also 1-week-long camps that run. We have a musical theater song and dance for our youngers, our 8 to 11-year-olds. We have musical theater dance techniques for our middle school and high school students. We have an improv camp that I'll be teaching.
Oh.
We also have an adult acting class that's all based on scene work and scene study.
Mm-hmm.
And so if any of those classes interest you, they're about $250 for a 1-week class.
Okay.
And they meet for about 3 hours. For a whole week.
Oh, wow. So every day, not
exactly.
Just once. Okay, very good.
And so we can register that at PensacolaLittleTheater.com/classes and camps.
You're doing a great job putting all this
Thanks.
Together.
It's so much fun. And just hearing what the community kind of wants to learn and grow in, and how can I best assist that?
Oh,
so,
I love it.
Yeah.
Well, I wouldn't doubt that there's some parents or grandparents listening. That'd be a great gift for the summer.
Yeah.
Especially keeping the kids busy when your parents are still working. It's
sure.
An option then. And they do provide food, I believe, part of it, or do they bring their own?
They
or?
Bring their own sack lunch. The, the 1-week-long camps, because they only meet for 3 hours, it's usually right before lunch or right after lunch.
Okay.
So it's a nice little segue from a break or leading up to a break.
Uh-huh.
But during the Summer Stars camp, we have them bring a sack lunch, and we have a lunch hour provided
nice.
In there as
Very
well.
Very nice. Okay.
Yeah.
That sounds great. Okay. Talking to Topher Warren with Pensacola Little Theater. What's the next? We mentioned that the Treehouse, the Cabaret's coming up.
Treehouse
production after that.
Of Junie B. Jones.
Junie B. Jones. Then what's the next big show?
The next one after that, we have our
studio
is going to be The Sugar Witch, which just started rehearsals.
I know.
It's very eerie. It takes place in the Florida Panhandle.
Mm-hmm.
I accumulate it more to like Defuniac or the Crestview.
Careful.
That's kind of,
we have listeners there. Careful.
But that's very much where it kind of takes place in the swamps of that area.
Oh, okay.
In a more fictional area of that. But it is very spooky. It's a 6-person cast. It's very fun. A really stellar cast that just got put out.
Yeah, I saw the list.
And so if you love something that's a little bit darker, a little bit heavier, but it is very interesting, Studio 400 is a great place to kind of explore that.
Well, but that's one of the things. That's probably, I love doing main stage productions as well. And so many people are familiar with the big theater. But this is the courtroom that's to the side. It's a much more intimate experience.
Mm-hmm.
And typically the material is more adult oriented.
Correct.
A little more avant-garde. Maybe it's a new playwright or something this fits perfectly for the format at Studio 400.
Yeah.
I love that place because I just like seeing these new things and
sure. You
get kind of lost because it is, you feel like you're right there on stage with them.
It's very your feet from those actors.
Absolutely. That's the truth. He's not lying.
And then the next main stage show we have is one called The Cottage that Barbara Jacobs is directing.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a very slapstick comedy, very high energy show that'll be on our main stage. And that's what we'll wrap up our season for the year.
Gosh.
Now, what I can say is I can't announce to you what our season opener will be because auditions are going to be right around the corner for that as well.
Oh, okay.
And so we're doing a production of Disney's The Little Mermaid
this
summer.
Get out of here, really?
Yeah, and so that one is, we're super excited to be kind of announcing that. And
yeah.
Anne Ferguson will be directing that with Tom Baracco, and
it's a
fantastic cast as well. And so we have, like I said, The Sugar Witch, we have The Cottage, Little Mermaid come up. So there's a lot of things happening in our building.
Oh my goodness.
Over the next 2.5 months. And so,
with that being said, we always need donations. You always need volunteers. And so if someone wanted to get involved, what would you recommend? They're hearing this and think, you know what? I've always wanted to get involved in the theater.
Yeah. Well, if you love acting, that's a great way to volunteer because all of our performers are volunteers.
Mm-hmm.
So checking on our website
and
looking at ways. Exactly. Looking at ways to get involved, seeing what shows interest you in auditioning for a role.
Mm-hmm.
If you're like, performing terrifies me, but I still want to get involved, we need help with our tech team. Every show
costumes,
has a tech team with
sets,
costumes, sets, props,
stage management.
There's
nothing cooler than standing backstage with your little headset on
and watching all the magic happen.
Yes.
And it's all you running it.
Yes.
And then, of course, also a big one for us is our ushers and house managers and volunteering in that way, because we have shows of up to 300 people, and we need help with managing that and help with passing out programs and helping people find their seats. And it's a very easy and fulfilling way to kind of get yourself involved in our theater family.
Okay, so you can go to find out all about all of the plays and everything at PensacolaLittleTheater.com. Going to take a quick break, and we'll be back with Topher in just a minute on Pep Talk. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. Our expert is Topher Warren, Education Director at Pensacola Little Theater. We just don't have enough time to talk about everything that's going on at the theater.
We could do a whole 2-hour segment, and
Seriously,
it's just theater.
I know, just talk about theater, but you're doing such a great job, and hats off to Kathy Holdsworth and just the whole team that's over there. There's so many people involved that there's a small staff, but then all the volunteers. Some of the volunteers have been there 20, 30, 40 years and have been a part of this whole thing. So it really is a community theater in that way, and that's why I love it so much.
Same.
Yeah, you know. Okay, so quick wrap up. We got a couple minutes here. Let's kind of go down the list.
Yeah.
2 weeks.
We have Cabaret on March the 28th. It's our big annual fundraiser. It's literally what helps fund for us to be able to purchase royalties for shows and to help with renovations of our building. It's just a big party of just theater performers and adult beverages and food and just entertainment. And it's a party that you do not want to miss in Pensacola.
You won't forget it.
Absolutely
trust me.
Not. The upcoming shows we have Junie B. Jones, which happens up in April 9th, 10th, and 11th.
Mm-hmm.
After that, we have The Sugar Witch in our Studio 400, which is our adult-friendly avant-garde-style theater.
Uh-huh.
And we have auditions for The Cottage coming up in April. And so that's going to be our slapstick, very funny, heavy comedy.
Farsi.
Yeah. Very, very much a comedy that wraps up our season. And then starting in May, we'll have auditions for our season opener for next year of Disney's The Little Mermaid.
Gosh, it's flying by.
It truly does. You have to think a year out at all times because
of
just how busy it is.
And then if someone's interested in subscriptions, we didn't mention that.
Yeah, we do flex passes that offer between 3, 6, and 10 different productions. And so you can choose to visit. If you want to see all of the studio performances or all of the Treehouse or all of the Main Stage or a combination of them, we offer those as well. And we will have coming up soon a season reveal, usually in May, that will reveal all the stuff we're doing next season, where you can actually purchase your season subscriptions for that upcoming year and picking what shows you're interested in seeing.
Oh, I love that. I can't wait for that.
Yeah, it's gonna
all the actors are like, what are they going to do next year?
Truly, and all the directors are ready. Like myself, I can announce that I am directing next year. I can't say what we're doing yet, but we're also just so ready to announce it to get everyone else excited for it too.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
So there's lots of ways you can get involved, and they do need donations. And are there sponsorships available throughout the year too?
There are.
A lot of business people that listen to news radio.
Yes, if you're interested in sponsorship, you can always email at marketing@PensacolaLittleTheater.com. That goes to Ashley Simmons, our marketing director, and we have opportunities to have your business information in our playbills and on our website and ways that we can kind of partner together to help your business and also help ours. And so we'd love
There's lots of opportunities throughout the year to advertise.
And there's still sponsorship opportunities for Cabaret as well.
Oh, gosh.
If you're interested in, like I said, our big event and you want your business to have its logo on all of our merchandise and things like that, hit up Ashley again at marketing@PensacolaLittleTheater.com.
Okay. And then if you want to volunteer, you can always check it out on there's a place on that you can go online. You also have an email, a newsletter that goes out.
We do. Yep. So if you email boxoffice@PensacolaLittleTheater, Tucker can get all that information in. And we send you out weekly newsletters of what's happening in our building, what's coming up next. I have to,
because y'all, there's so much going on, it's hard to keep up.
And I work in our building, and sometimes those emails help me go, oh, that's right, we have this coming up soon.
Oh, it's been great. It's great to have you, Topher. I know how busy you are, so I really appreciate you coming in this morning.
I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Talk about Pensacola Little Theater, that website again.
PensacolaLittleTheater.com.
Is there a phone number, too, that they want to call?
850-432-2042.
Lots going on. Classes, theater, plays. Oh, my gosh.
So much.
But don't miss Cabaret in 2 weeks on March 28th. It's going to be a blast. Thank you, Topher.
Thank you.
This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. We'll be back in just a couple minutes on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.